Tonight's shiur is on the topic of tshuva, and the title of the shiur tonight is Letting Go of Anger. So tonight we're going to deal with this topic in specific as it relates to tshuva, because of the fact that Rosh Hashanah and Aser Simei Tshuva are coming up, so we should hopefully gain some insight into the area of tshuva. So we're going to start with halacha in the Rambam. It's source number one, and the Rambam is Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis, and it's as follows. Starts as follows: Aser la'adam lios achzari velo yispayes, ela yehe noach liratzos v'kashel echos. So it's prohibited for a person to be cruel and to not accept somebody and to be unforgiving. If somebody asks for forgiveness, you should be easily appeased and you shouldn't get angry. And when a person asks you for forgiveness, what you should do is you should give in and you should say you're forgiven with wholeheartedly. Vafilu hatsarlo v'chatolo harbe. Lo yakum lo yitor. Even if a person has wronged you many times, you shouldn't take vengeance on that person. Vizeu drachem shel zer Yisrael, velibam hanachon. So this is the manner of those who come from the seed of Klal Yisrael, and it's the proper approach. Avala ov de kochavim or leilev einon kein. So the non-Jews who are uncircumcised of heart, they're not like this. They're not capable of just forgiving people. Ella va'avarten shamra netzach. Their wrath is ever watchful. V'chenu omer al givonim l'fisha lo machlu v'lo nispaisu v'agivonim lo b'mnei Yisrael hema. And it says with regard to the givonim, who were the people, the non-Jews, who tricked Yoshua into converting to Judaism, that those are people who they're not of Klal Yisrael because they didn't possess the characteristic of being forgiven, of forgiving people. So the Rambam is interesting. So there's two parts to the Rambam. The first part is that the Rambam explains that it's prohibited to not accept forgiveness or to not be forgiving of somebody who's asking you to forgive them. So if somebody, for example, comes to you after they've spoken Lashon Hara about you and they say, you know, I've wronged you and I want to ask you for forgiveness. So the Rambam says, based on the Gemara, that it's usur, it's prohibited for a person to say, no, I don't forgive you. You have to be able to get over yourself, and you have to be able to forgive somebody. And then he adds in this extra point, that this is the manner, the nature of Zer Yisrael, that that's something that differentiates us from the non-Jews, that Jews are able to forgive, but non-Jews are not able to forgive the way Jews are. And he brings in the story of the Givonim, which we'll see in the Gemara. So the question on the Rambam is twofold. The question is, what is the avera exactly of not forgiving somebody? What exactly is the flaw? And the second question is, it's strange that the Rambam is bringing in this idea that this is the nature of Klal Yisrael. What does that mean, that it's the nature of Klal Yisrael to be forgiving of others? How is that the case? Is it our genetic? Is it in our genetics? Is it cultural? So what does it mean exactly that it's the nature of Klal Yisrael to forgive, and what's its relevance here? I mean, so it's our nature. Does that mean that we should forgive? Let's say we don't want to forgive. What exactly is it teaching us? If that's our nature, so then what's the Rambam adding by telling us this, that it's our nature? That's how we're going to react, naturally. So what is the point of the purpose of the Rambam bringing in this idea that it's the nature of Zer Yisrael? So now to add to the question, if you look in source number two, the Rambam in Hilchos Chovel Mazik, where he talks about people who physically damage other people, brings down a similar halacha. He says, "V'asur lenechbal lios achzari v'lo yimcholo ve'in zu derech zer Yisrael ela kevan shebikesh v'menu hachovel v'neschanin lo pam rishon u'shnia v'yeda shu shav mecheto v'nicham al raso yimcholo." So the Rambam says that if a person, let's say, he punches you in the arm, he cuts off your arm, cuts off your leg, any of those cases, you can't, you shouldn't be cruel, and you should accept the person's forgiveness. You should forgive the person. If they ask you for forgiveness, and if you see that the person is genuine, so it's he brings down the same idea. It's the Zer Yisrael. This is the nature of Klal Yisrael, that we forgive people who wrong us, even if it's physical damage. But then he adds in at the end, v'chol hamem maher limchol, anybody who's quick to grant forgiveness, mechila harei hu meshubach, so they're praiseworthy. V'ruach chachamim nocheh hamenu, and they meet with the approval of the sages, of the rabbis. So the Rambam brings down similar halacha to the case of tshuva, and hilchos tshuva, where a person wrongs you. But in this case, when a person physically harms you, damages you, so he adds in an extra point, which is the idea that if you're a mamar, if you're quick to granting mechila, so you'll meet with the approval of the chachamim. So what's the point of this? The Rambam adds in this extra point only by chovel, that not only is it the nature of Klal Yisrael to forgive, and not only is it asur, it's prohibited for a person to not forgive, but also if you forgive, you'll meet with the approval of the chachamim. What exactly does that mean? What is the purpose of teaching us that a person will meet with the approval of chachamim if they grant forgiveness to somebody who's asking them, who said, I wronged you, I harmed you? So what's the difference between the two halachos? And those are the questions. So just once again, the questions are, what is the nature of this avera? Why is it relevant that this is the nature or the way that Klal Yisrael acts towards other people? And the last question is, why by chovel, when it comes to physical damage, why does the Rambam add in this extra point that a person who grants forgiveness will meet with the approval of Chazal, will meet with the approval of Chachamim? What kind of idea is that? So in order to answer the questions, before we answer the Rambams, I want to go through the Gemara. There's an interesting story about the Givonim. The Givonim were a people, I believe, in the time of Yoshua, that pretended like they were coming from outside of Eretz Canaan, and they tricked Yoshua into converting, into being part of Klal Yisrael. And Yoshua made peace with the Givonim. So later on, there's a Gemara in Yevamos that says that the Givonim were not really accepted into Klal Yisrael, and they weren't allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael or actually be real converts. And they attribute that to David. So there's a story here in source number 3. It's Yevamos Daf Ein Chesam Beis, and it starts as follows: Amar of Chana Bar Ada Nesinim David Gazar Leim. So David HaMelech was the one who decreed against the Givonim that they shouldn't be part of Klal Yisrael. Shenamar, as it says, Vayikra HaMelech leGivonim, Vayomer Aleihem, VaGivonim lo b'mnei Yisrael hema. So the king called the Givonim, and he said to them, and the Givonim were not amongst Klal Yisrael. So why did he reject the Givonim? Why did he not allow the Givonim to be part of Klal Yisrael? My time a Gazar Aleihem. That's the Gemara's question. So Dichsiv, Vayhi Ra'av b'mnei David, Shalosh Shanim, Shana Achar Shana. So the story was that there was a famine in the time of David, one year after another for 3 years, three consecutive years. If you go to Rashi in source number 4, we'll read Rashi with the Gemara. It says, David gazar leim kedechsev agivonim lo b'nei Yisrael hema klomar inam ru'uyin lavo b'kal. They weren't really appropriate people that they should be converted and be part of Klal Yisrael. So the story is that David, why was he gozer? So there was a famine in the time of David for three consecutive years. Shana Rishona Amar Lehem Shema Ovdei Avodas Kuchavim Yeshbachem. So the first year, David asked or said, maybe the reason why there's a famine is because people are worshiping idols. So Dichsiv Avadtem Elohim Acherim Yishtachavisem Lehem Va'atzar Eseshamayim V'liyamatar. The psukim say that if the people are doing Avodah Zarah, if they're doing idolatry, so one of the punishments is that there's a famine, they don't get rain, and there's no food. Budku v'lomatsu. So the Jews, they searched amongst themselves for Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and they didn't find any idolaters. So that wasn't the issue. Shnia, by the second year, Amar Lahem, so David had a different theory. So he said, Shema Ovrei Aver Yeshbachem. So he said, maybe the people were being promiscuous, maybe they were involved in Gilui Arayos. Dichsiv, as it says, Vayim Anu Revivim Umalkosh Lohaya Umetzach Isha Zona Hayalach. Says that the showers and the rain will be stopped. There was none. Umetachisha, the forehead of a harlot, Hayalach, was for you. Meaning it's a pasuk that shows you that when the people are involved in ludity, if they're involved in Gilui Arayos, the loss of rain comes along with that. Bud kuvlo matsu, same thing. The Jews searched amongst the nation and they didn't find that really this is a problem. Shlishis, by the third year, Amar Lahem, so was the third possibility. Shema poske tzedaka barabim yesh bachem einostin. Maybe people need money, and nobody is giving them money. People are poor, and they need tzedaka, and the Jewish people are closing their eyes to the poor people, and they're not giving them tzedaka. Dichsiv, nisi'im baruch v'geshem ayin ish mishalo b'mata sheker. So this pasuk says that when you don't give tzedaka, it creates situation where the rain stops. Rashi. Look at Rashi, source number 4. Ish misalo b'mata sheker sheposek v'enosin gorin matiris kishamim. So if the people are asking, if poor people are asking and nobody's giving, it creates hashgacha, a divine intervention of a lack of rain. Bud kuvalo matsu. Same thing happened. The Jews looked, searched amongst themselves. They didn't find this, that this was a problem. So just to summarize up to this point, there was a famine for 3 years in the time of David, and each year he thought it was a different problem amongst Klal Yisrael. The first year he thought it was Avodah Zarah, but no, it wasn't. The second year he thought it was Giloy Arayos, but it wasn't. And the last time he thought it was Tzedakah, that people weren't giving Tzedakah. And it wasn't. That wasn't a problem. So what was the problem? Amar ein hadavar toloi elabi. So David said that it must be a problem with me. Miyad, immediately, vayivakesh David es pnei Hashem. So David asked Hashem what the issue was. Maihi, what does that mean? How did he ask Hashem? So Amarish Lakish is Shalb Urim Metumim. So David utilized, he was Shoal the Kohen Gadol who wore the Urim Metumim, which was on the Choshen, was part of the Choshen, the stones. And the stones, if you look at the many places in the Gemara, the Rambam, the stones were capable of answering questions because different parts of the stones would light up. And you're able to construct an idea or an answer to a question. So David asked the Urim Metumim, Lifnei Ad Hashem, Bayomar Hashem El Sha'ul Vel Beis Adamim Al Asher Hemes HaGivonim. So the answer was, I skipped. My Mashma Amar Velazar Asya Pnei Pnei Ksiv Hacha Vayvakesh David as Pnei Hashem Ksiv Hacha Mishal Lo B'Mishpat Urim Lifnei Ad Hashem. So how do they know that David asked the Urim Metumim? Because they learn out a Gzera Shava, a commonality between the word Pnei and Lifnei. Okay, fine. So David goes to ask the Urim Metumim, what is the problem? Vayomar Hashem El Sha'ul Vel Beis Adamim Al Asher Hemes HaGivonim. So the answer is that there are two issues. One is with regard to Sha'ul, and the idea was that the Jews never... The Gemara explains, El Sha'ul Shelo Nisbad Kalacha. So one reason why the Jews were punished is that they didn't eulogize Sha'ul properly. They didn't eulogize him. Vel Beis Adamim Al Asher Hemes HaGivonim. And the other reason why the Jews were punished with famine is because they killed the Givonim. Because Sha'ul killed the Givonim. V'chiheichan matzinu b'Sha'ul shehemes ha-Givonim. Where do we see that Sha'ul killed the people known as the Givonim? Ela mitoch sheharag nov ira kohanim shayu maspikin lahem mayim u'mazon. So rather, Sha'ul killed, this is one of Sha'ul's flaws, major flaws, was that he killed the city of Kohanim who had saved David, who had harbored David away from Sha'ul. And those Kohanim would hire or would pay the Givonim to serve them food and water, and so the Givonim lost their livelihood when Shaul destroyed Ir Nova Kohanim. Ma'ale alav akasav ki'ilu hargan, and it's as if he killed the Givonim because they lost their means of their livelihood. So the two reasons why the Jews were punished were, one, because of the fact that they didn't eulogize Shaul properly, and the second is because Shaul killed the Nov, the city of Kohanim, and as a result, the Givonim lost their livelihood. So Elam Yitoch Sharag Novir, so then the Gemara goes on, it says, so Katava El Shaul Shalom Nisbad Kalacha, but Katava El Asher Hemes HaGivonim. So aren't these two contradictory ideas? On the one hand, Shaul wasn't Nisbad properly, he wasn't eulogized properly. On the other hand, he killed the Givonim, meaning he killed Novi Arkuanim. One is expressing a positive about Shaul, and the other one's expressing a negative about Shaul. So in the Amar Reish Lakish, Ma'alech Siv Bikshua Esad Hashem Kol Inoy Eretz Asher Mishpato Paolo, Basher Mishpato Sham Paolo. So, no, the appropriate thing is that when a person is given justice for their actions, you should also mention their good deeds. So you should mention both the good deeds of Shaul and eulogizing him, but also recognize the justice that was done, that Shaul was killed because of his flaw. Okay, fine. So Omar, so this, now we get to the point. So Omar David, Shaul nafguluhu, treisu yarchi shata, v'lo d'racha'a l'mespedeh. So by Shaul, it was too late. David said it. We can't give a hesped because it was already after the time period. Treisu yarchi shata, it was too many months it was too many months after Shaul's death, so it was too late. You couldn't eulogize him. Nesinim nikrinhu v'nifaisinu. But the Givonim, David said, we can fix this problem, that Shaul destroyed their livelihood, so we'll call them and we'll try to appease the Givonim. So what happened? Vayikra melech l'givonim vayomar alehem. So David calls the Givonim, the people that Shaul destroyed their livelihood. These Givonim came, ma es elechem v'ma echaper, uvarchu es nachlas ad Hashem. So David says, what can I do for you so that you forgive us and you forgive Shaul. Vayomer lo Givonim, ein lanu kesef azav im Shaul vim beso, ve'ein lanu ish. Yutam lanu shiva anashim ibana v'hokanu mad Hashem. So the Givonim, they said, the only thing that we're going to accept from you in order for us to forgive Shaul is if you give us 7 of his sons so that we can hang them. And when we hang them, and when they're hung, so only then will we forgive the Jewish people and forgive Shaul. So Mephias lo paisinu. So David looked for other ways to appease them, but they wouldn't accept any other possibility. The only possibility was that the Givonim had to take Shaul's 7 sons or descendants of Shaul and kill them and hang them. So David said, Shlosha simanim yesh be'umazu. There are 3 characteristics that we find in the Jewish people. Harachmanim v'habayshanim v'gomei chasadim. They're merciful. The Jewish people are merciful. They're baishanim, which means that they're capable of being embarrassed. And also, they do chesed for other people. Rachmanim, where do we see that the Jews are merciful? Dichsev, v'nosan l'cha rachamim v'richam cha v'irbecha. God will give us mercy, and he will give us mercy, and we will be merciful and many times. Baishanim dichsev, v'avur tiyeh yirasa opneichem, that my awe should be on your face. That's baishanim. Gom lechasadim, so David said that there are 3 main characteristics that Jews possess. One is to be merciful. The second is to be baishanim, to be able to be embarrassed. And the last is that we do chesed. And since we see that the givonim were not capable of being rachman and merciful, so and they weren't able to forgive Shaul, so therefore they didn't deserve to be in Klal Yisrael. And therefore, because of that, David was gozer. He decreed that the Givonim were no longer part of Klal Yisrael. Look at the last Rashi, Arachmonim. He says, "Vahani Givonim came under lo merachmi einan ruin li dabek bahen." So, because the Givonim weren't merciful, because they only would accept Shaul's children and want to hang them, gozer lein David lechach nemar vaGivonim lo bnei Yisrael hema. That's why the pasuk says that the Givonim were not included, were not amongst Klal Yisrael. So this Gemara ties to the Rambam, because the end of the Rambam in Hilchos Shuvah says that it's the nature of Klal Yisrael to forgive, not like the Givonim. Because you see, the Givonim wouldn't forgive Shaul. They wouldn't be appeased. They weren't capable of being appeased. And because of that characteristic, David says that they're not appropriate to be in Klal Yisrael. So the question that we have to ask on this Gemara before we go back to the Rambam is, what are these 3 characteristics? Why are these characteristics so important? And what does it mean that if you only if you have these characteristics can you be part of Klal Yisrael? Let's say you're an individual who comes to a Beis Din and you want to convert to Judaism, but you're not a merciful person. So should we turn the person away? Are they really not appropriate to be Jewish? So what exactly are these characteristics, and why are these 3 characteristics highlighted as the characteristics that the Jewish people possess? So that's the question that we have to answer, the first question. So I believe that this answer, I believe the answer lies in a theme. There's a theme between these 3 characteristics, because these 3 characteristics are simanim that the Jews possess that non-Jews don't possess. And is it really true that non-Jews don't possess these themes? So if you look at the Marsha in source number 5, just the first line, he says, Gimel simanim yesh ba'umazu rachmanim, rotzalom are simanim shehem nikarim b'midos halodim mitoch shar umos. It doesn't mean that other nations don't have these characteristics. It means that the Jews are differentiated from other nations because we have these characteristics. But it doesn't mean we have these characteristics and we emphasize these characteristics more so than other nations. But it doesn't mean that a person who's not from a Jewish nation won't possess these characteristics. But what are these characteristics? So the first idea in the shiur tonight is that it's trying to find a theme between the 3 characteristics. So the theme to me seems to deal with how man's ego relates to other people. So you see that in all these situations, rachmanim, to be merciful upon another person, demands that you shed your ego somewhat, and you recognize that people fail, and you're no different than another person, that you can fail just like them. So the idea of a rachman, of being merciful, demands that your ego be depleted somewhat, or that you shed your ego. And the same thing with baishan, the ability to be embarrassed means that you're able to recognize that your faults and that you're flawed, And accepting that or being a Baishan is a recognition of your flaws, and being able to be pointed out in public and not constantly being stubborn and not accept that is really a sign of ego. And the last thing is Gomel Chesed. In order to be Gomel Chesed, to bestow kindness upon others, you have to really deplete your ego or somewhat see yourself as being like everybody else. And that those characteristics are necessary for, or they're essential in terms of a reflection of a people that has shed their ego, that is somewhat on a lower state of, or sees themselves in a more realistic perspective, with less of an ego, with less feeling of power over others. Because a person who feels powerful over others, they feel superior to others, isn't Gomel Chesed, doesn't bestow kindness, isn't a Rachamon, because you feel like you're more powerful, you're above, you're superior. So you feel like you have certain power, and therefore you want to execute that power. But a person who could shed their ego and can see themselves in a lower light, in a more realistic light, is capable of these three things: of being a Baishan, of being embarrassed, of being a Rachamon, and also being Gomel Chesed. So I believe that the Gemara is teaching us that the essential characteristics of Jewish people, as opposed to other nations, is that we're always in a state where we're capable of recognizing God. And the only state, or the only psychological state a person can be in to recognize God, is a state where your ego is depleted. The Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they view themselves as being superior, so as such, they create their own gods and they project onto their own gods. But Jewish people are in a psychological and emotional state where they can constantly recognize Hashem. And the only way, or the only state that man can be in to recognize the true idea of Hashem, is in a state where your ego is in check. And the Jewish people, they have this characteristic that Gemara is saying, where their ego is in check. But Goyim, a Givonim, why can't they be part of Klal Yisrael? Because David understood that these people with this characteristic, they wouldn't be able to accept the true idea of Hashem, because they were cruel. They viewed themselves as superior in a certain sense, and that sense of superiority prevents people from recognizing a true idea of Hashem, which is really the idea, the goal of conversion. The goal of conversion is that people be able to shed or remove their Avodah Zarah, their idolatrous ideas, and be able to accept the true idea of Hashem. So David recognized that the Givonim really didn't possess the characteristics, the qualities of a nation, of a national conversion, where they could be integrated into Klal Yisrael and really have a true idea of Hashem. And the reason is because they felt this superiority, they had this sense of superiority, they didn't possess the depletion of ego relative to other people. So, of course, if you can't relate to other people properly, you certainly can't understand Hashem on a true level, in a truly objective way. So David said they're not appropriate. But still, what does this have to do with the Rambam? So it's one thing to say that the Givonim couldn't be converts because David recognized that their flaws, and on a national scale, prevented them from understanding or recognizing Hashem properly because they didn't have this sense of shval ruach. They weren't lowly. They felt they were cruel. They felt superior. Fine, but what does that have to do with the Rambam? The idea of us forgiving other people. And how does that, and again, same question on the Rambam. Why is the Rambam mentioning this idea that it's part of our nature, so Zer Yisro? So one last point before we get to the Rambam. So if you look at the Marsha on the next page, the Marsha explains that, what does it mean? What are these three simonim? Does it mean that it's genetic, or does it mean that it's emotional, psychological, is a part of the, how does it relate to the nation as a whole? So the Marsha explains le'inin arachamim, and then we'll get back to the Rambam. But le'inin arachamim, he says v'peraka mevi ba'uvda deshabasi she'amar hani me'ir v'rav ka'asu dechsev v'nasan lecha rachamim kol marachim al abrios b'yadua shehu mizar shel Avram Avinu. So he says, brought down another Gemara, that the Eir of Rav did not possess, the people who converted from Mitzrayim did not possess this quality, but we know that anybody who's merciful on other people comes from Avram. Uvishabis, and also another Gemara, Perichav Gimel, Kol Merachim al Abrios, Merachimim alav min Hashamayim. Anybody who is merciful on others, Hashem will be merciful on them. Shenemar v'nosam l'cha rachamim v'richam cha. Uperish hakasa v'nosam l'cha rachamim, that he will give you mercy. Dahainu shiyelecha midas harachamim, shetiye ata merachim al Abrios, v'lo kein shara umos. The Jews were given the ability to be merciful on their fellow man, and that's not the case by other nations. Ule'inyan abusha amrina, and this is the critical part. Habusha, ki yira nikaras b'panim hi habusha. Fear that can be seen in a person's face is the definition of busha. Kemashikasa boshes panim legilei arayos. So there's an explanation. Boshes panim to gilei arayos is that idea of yira in the face, that you can see it in a person's face. V'ahefech oz panim. And the opposite is a person who's brazen. V'lav lafi mizgan v'tivon. This isn't a natural genetic condition that the Jews have. Ka'amar daha amru v'beitza perek gimel yisrael oz be'umos. In Beitza, it says that the Jews were very brazen. They were the most brazen amongst the nations. Mipnei ma nisna Torah liYisrael, mipnei shein ozin, ela da'al shem ze nikru b'ishanim shatora mateshes kochan umachne'es libam. So really, the emergence of the Jews' ability to be b'ishanim came from Hashem giving us the Torah. And that created a situation where it was machniar alev. It lowered us. Kaperish Rashi Sham. So Hashem gave us, through the Torah, gave us the ability to be bishanim, to be able to be shamed. So it's important to note here that the Marsha is defining that these characteristics are not part of our nature inherently, because you see that the Jews were azpanim, the Jews were brazen before, but rather they were given to us through the giving of the Torah. So so many things were given to us through the Torah. So once that's true, so now we still have a question on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say that forgiving people is really us, not forgiving people is usur? And then he says that it's part of our nature to forgive. It's not really part of our inherent nature. It's only because the Torah was given to us. So why is that relevant? And the same question as before, what's the difference between Hilchos Tshuva and Hilchos Chovo Mazik? By Hilchos Tshuva, he says that it's our nature. And then in Chovo Mazik, he says also, we'll in the face of the Chachamim, we'll get their approval. We'll get the approval of the Chachamim. So what exactly does the Rambam mean? So we have to go back to the Rambam. So let's define the Rambam. We'll explain the Rambam inside and try to show insight into the Rambam. So we'll go back to the Rambam. The Rambam says, in source number one, Asur la'adam lios achzari, a person shouldn't be cruel, v'lo yispayes, and not be forgiving. Ela yehenoach l'ratos v'kasha lichos. A person shall be easily appeased, and it should be hard for him to get angry. U'vishash mevakish mimeno achute limchol mochel b'lev shalim u'v'nefesh chafitza. So when a person is forgiving, he should do it wholeheartedly. So even if a person has been wronged many times, you shouldn't try to take vengeance on that person and on anybody who's asking for forgiveness. So the Rambam says two things. Interesting. When a person asks you for forgiveness and you don't want to forgive, so he says two things. One is, he says, you should be kasha lichos. He says one thing is that the reason why a person wouldn't want to forgive is because he's angry, and he's holding on to the anger that he has towards the person. And we know from the Rambam in Hilchos Deos that the Rambam views anger, based on the Gemara, as the worst midah possible. So if you look in source number 6, the Rambam says in general that people should try to take a moderate approach to their emotions and to their characteristics. But when it comes to the characteristic of anger, the Rambam is severe. In source number 6, he says, "V'yesh deo she'asar lo la'adam linug behen bevenenis, ele yisrachik min ha'katza echad ad ha'katza acher." There are some characteristics that a person needs to go to the opposite extremes. V'hu gova leiv, one is ego, she'ein derech ha'tova she'adam anav bilvad, you shouldn't just be humble, ele she'yesh shafel ruach, you should be completely lowly, v'tzia rucho nemucha lema'od, should be very low in spirit. Ulufichach ne'amar b'Moshe Rabbeinu anav me'od. It says that Moshe was very humble, not just humble, but anav me'od. V'lo ne'amar anav bilvad. Ulufichach tzivu chachamim me'od me'od havishafa ruach. A person should be very, very lowly. V'od amru shekol magbil libo kafar be'ikar. Anybody who's haughty, it's as if they're a kofar. They're a heretic. Sh'ne'amar v'ram levavecha v'shachachta asad Hashem elokecha. It also says that anybody who's haughty, who has a high ego, should be placed in excommunication, should be excommunicated. also anger is very terrible for a person. V'roi la'adam shisrachik bimena arakata acher. Person should abandon their sense of anger. V'yilmad atmo shel yichos. A person should try to train himself to never get angry. V'afilu al-davar shiroi lichos alav. Even if it's appropriate to be koes on something, then v'imratza l'hatal ima al-banav uvnei beso ol atzibor ima yaparnes v'imratza lichos alayin kidei shiachzer l'mutav. Let's say you should get angry in order that your children or your tzibor should end up changing themselves for the good. Yira atmo b'fneim shu koes. You should act as if you're angry. But inside, internally, you should not feel angry. You should just pretend like you're angry. You should pretend and act, be a good actor, and pretend like you're getting angry even though you're not angry. When you get angry, it's as if you're an Oved Kochavim. The Amru should call Kois. Anybody who's angry at all, they lose their chachma, their wisdom, and they lose their nevuah if they're a navi. Uvali kas ein chayim chayim. A person who gets angry all the time is not living their life because they're unhappy. Lefichach tzivu lisrachik min hakas ad shen yanig atzmo shliargish afilu dvarim amachisim. A person should never get angry and train themselves to never get angry. Vizuhi derech hatova. This is the good. V'derech hatzadikim ein aluvim ein olvin. They can accept insults and they don't insult. Shomim cher pasam ein ameshivim. They can be flouted upon and they don't respond. Osin me'avos mechem b'yisurim. They do things out of happiness, love, and they're happy with yisurim, anything bad that happens to them. Okay, good. So the Rambam in the first halacha that we brought in says that a person, it's usur for a person to not be forgiving. And he says that a person should be easily appeased and kasha lichos. So we see from the first idea in the Rambam that the critical emotion that prevents a person from being forgiven is anger. When a person holds on to anger, so that prevents you from forgiving your friend who's asking you for appeasement and asking you to forgive. And the Rambam says that anger is the worst midah, and a person has to work on themselves to the point where they abandon their anger. So the first idea the Rambam is teaching us is that in order to not violate the avera of not being forgiven, you have to overcome your anger. And you have to work on your anger. And the Rambam talks about how far a person has to go in order to work on their anger. And that's to the opposite extreme. To the extreme where you don't have any anger at all. And the second point the Rambam says is, he says, lo yikom v'lo yitor. He says a person shouldn't take vengeance. And if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Deos, Perek Zayin, source number 7, Halacha Zayin, there's also an avera as well. Hanokim mechaveru over v'lo sase. If a person takes revenge against your friend, you're over, you violate a prohibition. Shenemar lo sakum, it says you should not take vengeance. The afa pishena lokelov dea ra hi ameod. Even though you don't get malchus, you don't get lashed, it's a terrible midah that a person has to take vengeance. Elaroy lo the adam lios mavir amidosov, al kol divrei ha'olam shakol eitzel amivinim divrei hevel, va'avai ve'inan kede linkom aleim. Person should try to forgive and just give up on this vengeance and recognize that things are not really that important and they're not worthwhile to take vengeance on. Ketzad hi hanikima, when are you over this iser of nikima? Amar lo chavero hishilani kardumcha, amar lo eni mashilcha. So if you ask your friend, can I borrow your axe? And he says no. Lamachar tsarach lishol mimenu, amar lo chavero hishilani kardumcha, amar lo eni mashilcha kederach shol ishaltani, kishishaltani mimcha harei zen no kim. If your friend now asks you for your axe and you say, I'm not going to lend it to you the same way you didn't lend it to me, that is a violation of taking nekama, of taking vengeance. Ela kishi yavo lo lishol yitin b'leiv shalem b'lo yigmolo kasher gamolo v'chein kol kiyote be'elu. Rather, you should just give him the axe and you should give up on this anger and this feeling of vengeance. V'chein amar David b'deyosa v'atovos im gamalti sholmei ra v'achaltza. So too, David says that it says punishment and sin. He says, Gamalti, I did not respond with evil. So basically, the Rambam is saying that there's an isser to take vengeance. So in our first halacha in Tshuva, he says two reasons or two emotions that a person might feel as to prevent you from giving forgiveness or from granting forgiveness to a person who's asking. And the first one is ka'as, and the second one is the desire to take vengeance. You feel like it's not fair, the person's getting away with it. So the Rambam says in Deos that these are two flaws that a person has to work on And really, a person has to work on kas, and he has to work on his desire for vengeance, which is based on misconception of justice. So those are the two emotions the Rambam is highlighting, or at least isolating, that prevent a person from granting forgiveness and for being mochel, his friend. So now, what does the Rambam mention this idea of Zer Yisrael, and why in Chovel does he mention this added idea that you'll meet with the approval of sages? So I think we can answer that question now. So the Rambam is showing you that in order to be forgiving, you really have to work on the underlying emotions and flaws that prevent you from being forgiving, and those include kas or vengeance, the idea of justice. So it's not so easy for a person to work on those emotions. It's not easy for a person, and it's not simple that a person could just give up their anger. They have to train themselves, like the Rambam says. Or by nekama, when a person feels angry, so and they want to take vengeance, it's not a simple matter to work on those emotions. But the thing is, the Rambam is showing us that in this situation, a person is placed in the situation. The Torah demands that when somebody asks you for forgiveness, that you somehow don't give in to these emotions. And sometimes, I think the Rambam is saying that it's difficult for a person to just work on themselves rationally and say, oh, I shouldn't be angry in this situation. I shouldn't take nekama. So the Rambam gives us, I believe, an extra avenue for a person to figure out a way to forgive properly. And the extra avenue is this idea of Zer Yisrael, that a person could think or could see himself as identifying with this characteristic in order to place himself amongst Klal Yisrael. And that's something external to a person that a person can use. It's almost like a trick that a person can use in order to grant forgiveness if he's incapable of working on these underlying emotions and these underlying flaws. So the Rambam is teaching us that in this situation, it's similar to the idea of Yifas Torah. The Torah says that when a person's at war and they come across a non-Jewish woman, so I believe the idea is that you're allowed to be with a woman, and then there's the whole story with the Ben Sora Morer by Yifas Torah that the woman has to let her nails grow out and her hair grow out and cry. So the idea is that the Torah recognizes that when you put people in a certain situation, you can't demand that they work on their... Some situations, you can't demand that a person be rational, completely rational, and work on themselves to the utmost. And sometimes the Torah needs to give in to a person's feelings, a person's emotions, because otherwise the person won't go to war and they can't be successful at war. So it's the same thing over here. The Torah is saying, according to the Rambam, that a person is placed in a situation where a person's showing them, listen, I spoke Lashon Hara about you. And your natural reaction is to be angry and to want to take vengeance. And the ultimate person, the personality of a person who's on the path to perfection, is to work on these emotions and to try to fix them. But what are you supposed to do in the situation that you're in if you feel that way? And you can't fix those emotions on the spot. So the Rambam is teaching us that there's another method that you can use, which is that you should see yourself, perceive yourself as having the characteristic of Klal Yisrael. Identify yourself with the characteristics of Klal Yisrael, being part of a nation that's Rachmanim. And if you can see yourself as that, if you can use that tool and try to perceive yourself as being one of Klal Yisrael who possess this characteristic, that'll help you in terms of overcoming the flaws that you have in the moment. And the Rambam says, I believe that answer explains the Rambam in Chovel Mazik as well. See, when your person's physically damaged, a lot of times it's worse. If somebody, let's say, cut off your arm, you would feel those emotions stronger. You'd feel stronger anger. You'd feel it's not fair. How come the person that's asking me for forgiveness for cutting off my arm, how come they don't lose their arm? They should lose their arm. It's not fair. The idea is there, you might need an extra component, which is that you meet with the approval of sages, which means you're looking for the approval of authority. You're looking for that approval of the Rebbe, the approval of the teacher. And that's another emotion that a person can use, another tool that a person can use to overcome the anger that you feel in the moment. So I think the Rambam is beautiful. He's teaching us that there's different layers here of how a person's supposed to go about forgiving. On the one hand, the ultimate, the ideal is for a person to recognize the underlying midos, characteristics that prevent you from being a forgiving person, your kas, your feeling that you should take vengeance. So those are all important. And a person in that moment, if they're capable of coming back to those flaws and really fixing those flaws momentarily, or if they had done that beforehand, then they can forgive in a wholehearted manner. But the regular average person can't do that. You can't just in that moment say, oh, I'm not angry. So rather, what should you do? You should use the tools that the Rambam gives us. And the tools are, A, to try to perceive yourself as being a rachamon, as part of Klal Yisrael. See yourself as being part of Klal Yisrael and identify yourself with the nation as a whole as being a rachamon. And the other tool is the idea of looking for the approval of authority. So that's the Rambam's telling you by Chovel, because I think by Chovel the emotions are stronger. When a person damages you physically, you tend to think it's not fair on a stronger, more severe manner. And because you feel that way, you don't want to grant forgiveness. So the Rambam is saying, aside from trying to see yourself as possessing the characteristic of Klal Yisrael and being part of the nation that is Rachamonim, so apart from that being a tool, you also should look for the approval of the authority. Say, oh, the Chachamim, my Rebbe, will be proud of me. So even though that's not an ideal, but it's necessary because you're placed in that situation. The Torah demands that people ask for mechila, and as such, you're placed in that situation, so you have to react appropriately. So the Torah gives us, or the Rambam saying that the Gemara and the Torah gives us other methods to be able to be forgiving, even if we can't fix the underlying flaws that prevent us from being forgiving. So I think that's what the Rambam is teaching us. So I think we're going to end with that. Even though there's another area, another source, maybe we'll take it up in a different shir. But I just want to summarize the shir tonight. So the shir was on the topic of tshuva, letting go of anger. And the highlight of the shir was really the halacha, the two halachas in the Rambam. The Rambam brings down in tshuva that a person is supposed to be forgiving and it's aser for a person to not forgive. And he brings down that a person should not get angry, he should not seek vengeance, but rather it's the nature of Klal Yisrael to be forgiving. And you see by the Givonim, the non-Jews that weren't accepted into Klal Yisrael, that was one of their flaws, that they weren't forgiving, they weren't appeased. And then in Chovel Mazik, the Rambam mentions an extra thing, that if you forgive, it's great, and you meet with the approval of the Chachamim. So we said, or our question was, why does the Rambam mention this idea of Zera Yisrael, that it's part of our nature? And also, furthermore, why is it different? In Chovel Mazik, he adds in this extra element that you'll get the approval of Chachamim. And what exactly is the flaw here? So we went off on a tangent in the Gemara by the Givonim, and we saw by the Givonim that David was Gozer, that the Givonim shouldn't convert, because he maintained that a nation that doesn't possess these three characteristics of being merciful, of being Baishanim, shamefaced, or being capable of being embarrassed, and the last is being Gomel Chesed, really shouldn't join Klal Yisrael. So what are these three characteristics? So one possibility is that these three characteristics demonstrate that you're capable of lowering your ego. Because if you're only a person who's superior feels like he can execute justice on another person, he's not merciful, he's not forgiving. But your ability to lower your ego is what allows you to be forgiving, it allows you to be embarrassed, and allows you to be gomel chesed, bestow kindness, that you don't look at yourself as being superior, as deserving more than others. And David understood that the Givonim, they couldn't be converts as a nation, because on a national level, they didn't possess the ability to lessen their ego, and as such, they couldn't really recognize a true idea of Hashem. You can only recognize a true idea of Hashem if you have some level of aniva, some level of humility. And the Givonim didn't possess that. And then we saw in the Marsha that these qualities aren't innate. They're not part of our genetics. They're really given to us at Har Sinai. So it strengthens the question on the Rambam. So what's the relevance of the Rambam? So we try to break down the halacha, and we showed that in breaking down the halacha, the Rambam is showing you that there are underlying flaws that prevent a person from being forgiving. One is kaas, and the other one is vengeance. So if a person could or is capable of undoing those flaws and working on those flaws from a tshuva standpoint, you should. But of course, the Rambam recognizes that when a person's in the immediate state where he has to decide to forgive or not, sometimes if you're not prepared for that state and you haven't worked on your flaws, you need another method of trying to figure out a way to forgive. So the Rambam gives us another method, which is that we should identify ourselves with this characteristic, with this midah. We should look at this as an identity of Klal Yisrael and try to view ourselves as such. We should take ourselves external, or place ourselves external to our emotions and our feelings, and try to see ourselves as Rachmanim, as part of Klal Yisrael, as being merciful people. And as such, when we use that tool of trying to perceive ourselves in a certain way, looking at ourselves in a certain way, so we can forgive, even if we haven't worked on the underlying flaws that prevent us from forgiving. And so too by Chovel as well, when it's more severe, when my arm's been cut off, my leg's been cut off, when we're angry and we don't feel like it's fair, so in that situation we might need an added element, which is that we have to look for the approval of others to be a motivating factor in us for forgiveness. And the reason is because you can't, like I said, the Rambam maintains that you can't always work on your underlying flaws in the moment. And sometimes you need other methods, other ideas, or other ways to forgive, despite the fact that you haven't worked on the underlying flaws that prevent your forgiveness. So the Rambam is giving us the tools to allow ourselves to forgive others. So that's the end of the shiur tonight. So I want to thank everybody, and have a good Shabbos. Thank you.